Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, February 24th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. Remember when I changed the slogan to fight for your freedom a few months ago? You know, some of you said, hey, why are you doing that? Because it used to be take your country back. I said, because things are going to happen here. And now we see that a socialist movement is becoming a serious situation in America. And I'm going to get into that tonight. And we'll have all the political stuff. Big political week. Could be the end for Joe Biden, could be the end for Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg. So those three are on the bubble, as they say. All right, the lead story, you'll be hearing about it till you're ill, is Harvey Weinstein, 67 years old, movie executive, found guilty of third-degree rape and first-degree sexual assault, acquitted on predatory sexual assault, and rape, all right, first-degree rape. So Weinstein faces 25 years in prison. He is in prison now. Once the verdict came in, no bail, he goes off, and he is also charged in Los Angeles. And that will happen, I think, after his sentencing on March 11th. So his lawyers obviously will appeal, but he'll be sitting in prison for a while. And he could get even more prison if he's found guilty in Los Angeles. So that is the story there. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, I mean, just maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Now on to the politics. Bernie Sanders wins Nevada, 47% of the vote. Goes to Sanders, overperforms there. Remember, he underperformed in Iowa, underperformed in New Hampshire, overperforms in Nevada. Joe Biden second, 20%, Buttigieg 14, Elizabeth Warren 10. I don't know how much longer Warren can go. But anyway, there is a big debate in South Carolina tomorrow night because the vote there is Saturday. And that is huge because Biden is still ahead in the polls in South Carolina. Now, if he wins, Biden gets back into the race. But I don't see Amy Klobuchar or Pete Buttigieg or Elizabeth Warren doing anything in South Carolina. So then they have to decide, do we hang on a Super Tuesday? I think Warren will hang on. I don't see how Klobuchar can. Doesn't have the money. Buttigieg will try to hang on, but it is rapidly becoming a Bernie Sanders race to lose. Now, if Biden wins South Carolina, particularly if he wins big, then he's revitalized. He's back. As you know, Bloomberg is not involved with that vote, but he will be on the debate stage tomorrow night. The moderators are Nora O'Donnell, Gail King, Margaret Brennan, Major Garrett, Bill Whitaker. All CBS people. CBS Debate and Congressional Black Caucus. They're sponsoring it as well. So you figure Bernie's got to get hammered tomorrow night. They got to go after Bernie Sanders, the others. On the stage, Biden, Warren, Klobuchar, Buttigieg, Bloomberg, and Steyer. Steyer is back. Spent a lot of money in South Carolina. Polled okay there. That's why he's back in. So you got to figure that they're all going to go after Bernie to some extent, right? And then Bloomberg. Bloomberg, I don't know what's going to happen. I think they may ignore him tomorrow night, but and concentrate and try to hurt Bernie Sanders. So there you have it. On the national poll front, Sanders leads with 29%, Biden 17%, Bloomberg 15%, Warren 13%, Buttigieg 10%, Klobuchar 6%. So I think you can say goodbye to Amy. South Carolina, Biden's up 24%. Sanders 21%, Steyer 16%, Steyer, Buttigieg 11%, Warren 10%. I don't think Warren's going to do anything. I mean, Warren desperately wants to hang on, hoping something happens to Bernie Sanders, but at this point, I don't think so. So the Democratic field is, and you know, the media has its own agenda here. It's divided the liberal media. MSNBC doesn't like Bernie Sanders, so their commentators are going crazy. CNN doesn't know what to do. There are no real liberal commentators on Fox News, so I guess Juan Williams, I guess him. All right, let me run you some Sanders bites, and then we'll get to our guest. He's one of the smartest guys, particularly in the Democratic precincts, in the world. So we really got a good guest tonight. So Bernie Sanders on 60 Minutes, not a big interview. Anderson Cooper was not on his game. Sanders was challenged by Cooper twice in the whole interview. The first time was Sanders' sympathy for Fidel Castro. Go.
But you know, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it?
A lot of dissidents imprisoned in Cuba.
That's right, and we condemn that.
Is it a bad thing? Okay, so Mussolini made the trains run on time. You know, that argument is so ridiculous. Now, that seems like an innocuous comment, right? So we all know that Bernie Sanders sympathized with Sandinistas in Nicaragua, with the Castro brothers, with the Soviet Union. We all know, everybody knows that. He sympathized in the past with those people. But by saying that, Florida now will go to Trump. Because the Cubans who would have considered voting for Bernie Sanders, if he's the nominee, of course, in Dade County, big county, biggest county in Florida, no. So he hurt himself in Florida, no doubt about it. Now, tickets for the first Who Wants to Be President show, Fort Wayne, Indiana, okay, June 12th at a historic theater, are going really fast. WOWO, WOWO Radio, our partner, says, I think it's like 40% sold out already after 2 days. So get those tickets anywhere in the Midwest. Come see us. You'll love it. It's going to be a great show. Fort Wayne, Indiana. On June 12th, Who Wants to Be President live show. Okay, we're extending the giveaway of Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, or Killing Reagan if you buy a United States of Trump until the end of February. They twisted my arm, and I said, okay. So it's a really good deal. Because remember, you got presents and stuff you're going to give out. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app.
Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Okay, my final thought is that in the past, when I have analyzed political races, I don't do a party thing. All right, Democrats, Republicans, I'm a registered independent. But the Democratic Party has gone so far left, and I believe they are in business to hurt me and my family, that I have to oppose the Democratic Party this time around. That means it doesn't mean I'm embracing Mitch McConnell and all of the Republicans. I'm not. But I am opposing the Democratic Party. However, I will treat it fairly. My analysis will be fair. If you read my column, just posted today on Bernie Sanders, that is a fair column. Tough, but everything is true. And that's how I'm going to do it. But I cannot allow all my hard work, my whole life, my family, and everything else to be attacked by the progressive left. And that's what they are doing to you, too. If they ever got power, this economy would collapse. And everything you have worked hard for your whole life would be in danger. Everything. We'll see you tomorrow.